This is the Tree of Life, Season 4, Chapter 2. In this episode, we will be talking about how the spatial non-consensual actor appears to adopt archetypal behaviors and features pursuant to the deferral of their expectations by the archetypal consensual actor. To start out, as we can see from the example of the dance floor and the two suitors given in previous podcast episodes, displacement of an archetypal consensual actor by a spatial non-consensual actor actually increases the fitness of the archetypal consensual actor by making them more appealing to other suitors. It does this by promoting a reciprocal linking of attentional emphasis to desirability. Which is to say, the displacement of the archetypal consensual individual makes them more appealing sexually to potential suitors by association and resemblance. But for the spatial non-consensual actor, this displacement generates shifts in attentional emphasis of three forms: facial emphasis, vocal emphasis, and postural emphasis. Now, these shifts in attentional emphasis are subjectively held by the archetypal consensual actor. Which is to say that the spatial non-consensual actor appears to adopt, or is interpreted according to, archetypal figures in three dimensions. By the emphasis given to facial features, attentional emphasis, vocal emphasis, which may include word choice, word order, tonal emphasis, vocal depth, and postural emphasis. These three dimensions of attentional emphasis produce what is called resemblance. Which is to say, that through displacement of the archetypal consensual actor, they appear, to that actor, to have acquired similar features which belong to archetypal figures within their archetypal constellation. But, so too, as part of this, must the negation between these archetypal figures be preserved in the corresponding dimensions of emphasis. Which is to say, there is a reinforcement according to a common epigenetic profile as between that resemblance and its object. But, because there will be negation underlying that archetypal resemblance, it will include some degree of alteration to the affectations of spatial territoriality. In effect, negation by the spatial non-consensual actor in response to deferral of their expectations manifests as greater resemblance to the archetypal consensual actor. In contrast to an intersection and displacement event as between two archetypal consensual individuals amongst a lineal line, which decreases the fitness of the displaced individual temporarily. Displacement of an archetypal consensual individual by a spatial non-consensual actor actually increases their fitness by making them more desirable to potential suitors. Now, it must be said that this interpretation, according to family resemblance, that is, the attentional emphasis created by displacement of the archetypal consensual actor, is free, in the sense that any potential suitor may benefit from that subjective interpretation. In other words, if, for example, we are talking about two suitors approaching an archetypal consensual individual at the same time, one may produce the displacement, spatial non-consensual, whilst the other may benefit from it, archetypal consensual. It is merely a question of where the attention is fixed at a particular moment. Thus, we can see that family resemblance is the other side of sublimation. The ream becomes a meme when the displacement produces subjective resemblance for potential suitors in the mind of the archetypal consensual individual. That's the podcast for today.